Actual tips, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. We've done a number of stories on Brian Husky, who formulated the concept, and a website, keepemwet.org. Great concept and a wonderful means by which we can preserve the wild fishery. But I asked Brian to give me some actual descriptions of how catch-and-release fish should be handled.
The less a fish is exposed to air, the better. Now, as with just about everything in life, individual circumstances are going to dictate a lot. And those circumstances can mean how warm the water is, how long the fish was fought, how the fish is held or gripped by a person. All of those variables are going to play into that outcome. But in general, those are things that are all very important that an angler needs to have an awareness of. If an angler understands that the water temperature and how they play the fish and how they unhook it and how they hold it are all going to play into the outcome, they're better off. The angler's better off, the fishery's better off, and the next guy down the road that may catch that fish again someday is better off.
What about videos on the website that actually demonstrate or show the proper handling of fish that you intend to release?
We do have one or two videos on the website. Fundamentally, at this time, we have tips and principles that are described in photos and descriptions.
All one word, keepemwet.org. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.